Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky joins us. Mike will start joining us Fridays from here on out, I do believe. Is that
very excellent?
That's the new game plan, Mike.
Yeah, and that will that way we'll have both a easy review of what actually just happened in the legislature for the previous few days, and some insight as to what's likely up for the next week or two.
So you got your golf clubs out today?
No, but I'm sure I'm inclined to do so. I'd love to be able to go over to the club and hit a few balls this afternoon, but unfortunately my calendar is packed until about 8:30 tonight.
Looks like the nicest day of the year coming up today.
Well, so far I'm holding out a lot of confidence and hope that we'll have at least equally nice or nicer days coming. So let's not give up too soon.
So what's going on with the election work you guys are doing?
Yeah, this week the Senate will introduce a very comprehensive and large package of bills, I think about 37 or 39 bills, focused on increasing people's confidence in the integrity and the accuracy of the election. Our tagline, frankly, guidance line, is making it easier to vote and harder to cheat. And it's really centered around tightening up loopholes that are currently in law, and not allowing elected officials like an attorney general or a secretary of state to change those laws unilaterally. And it's related to signature verification, photo IDs for registering to vote, chain of custody so that people can be confident that things are being processed properly, and then recognition that this new reality of early and mail-in voting is real, and so ensuring that drop boxes are properly secured and being watched, are emptied in time, and then giving clerks a little more time to process so that we don't run into delays of reporting results. All of those things, many of which are best practices in other states already. And so that'll be introduced by the Senate just before we go on break. I'm confident that the House will have a similar package with maybe other important items, and then we will reconcile those two packages after break, and probably by end of May time frame or so. That's an important thing that we've been listening very carefully to people after this most recent election, and just one at a time through an oversight process, identifying where there's opportunities for improvement in process, and suggesting and sending a bill, frankly, a whole bucket of bills to the governor to consider.
So who's cheating?
Oh, I have no idea, but we just know that there's gaps in our systems that by a plain reading of the law allows for things to be done that nobody would have suspected. And so that's the way we processed it, and that's the way we approached it.
So will that be a bipartisan effort or no?
That's yet to be determined. I do think there would be some of the bills in the package that will be bipartisan. Some won't. Mm-hmm. And I acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. But here's something that's really important to remember, Greg. The difference between how the legislature processes things like a bill, in this case we'll talk about an election bill, and how the executive office processes very important decisions that affect millions of people is this. When we process something in the legislature, regardless of partisan sponsorship, it's done in a very public way. A bill is introduced and that's made public. A bill is signed to a committee and that's made public. A bill is processed in the committee and that's made public. A bill comes out of a committee and goes to the floor and that's made public. And then the vote on the bill and the debate on the bill is done on the floor and that's made public. You now can contrast that with orders and laws that have been placed by the executive office over the course of the last year plus now, that there's no opportunity for public input, no opportunity to challenge. And I'm not even suggesting a vote in the final decision. I'm just saying there's no opportunity for input. And so I get a little fatigued when people challenge us and ask us why we aren't engaging with the governor on our efforts. And I say it's a very public process, and the previous governors that I've worked with have engaged in that process at every step via their legislative liaisons. But this particular governor, who he's been nominated, I guess, as Business Person of the Year for Indiana, chooses to not do that.
So you're giving the governor another chance to spend that. Wait, what is it? How many million? Billion?
Yeah, no, it's not quite a billion. It's 600 million or so. And yeah, there's a lot of businesses that have been closed for a better part of a year now. And they've been closed because of the governor ordered them to close. And so we worked together and passed more than $400 million in specific dollars for it to help those businesses. And it passed 34-1 in the Senate. That's about as bipartisan as you can get. Mm-hmm. And none of this money was tied to any other bills or provisions, and she vetoed it all. But we think everybody deserves a second chance. And so we're packaging it up again. The House sent it to the Senate last week. We will add a provision that closes out the books for the last budget year. It's a formality that's necessary, and send it to the governor again and see if she makes a different decision this time.
What's your prediction?
Well, I believe that there's been a lot of pressure put on the governor by businesses and by citizens across the state, by parents who need this money to make up for all the expenses they've incurred while schools have been shut down, and parents who have spent real money out of their pocket to advance and supplement the education over this last year that I believe should be reimbursed. And so I'm pretty confident she's been receiving input on those things, and mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Mike, it looks like a little spike here in COVID and the variants, and there's some blame being put on. It looks like high school sports. Are you agreeing or buying into that?
No. There's a little bit of a disconnect here, so I'm not sure how you can separate the notion of encouraging, and I believe it's the right thing to do, encouraging schools to reopen and get kids back in school, and then extracurricular activities. Frankly, most of the data, Greg, if you follow it closely, indicates that it's social interactions, not athletics, that have been a part of some of the increase. But quite frankly, Greg, the increase should be expected. The weather's changing, they're out interacting more. And so actual cases is something to watch, but it's not something to necessarily react or overreact to. Mm-hmm. It's other indicators that need to be carefully considered. And, you know, hospitalizations have gone up some, but they're still way below where they were at peaks. I have not had any hospital system in the past 3 or 4 weeks who have raised their arm and hand and say, hey, we got a problem here. They're routinely handling them. And so it's something we should expect. Us on this earth cannot act as God and try to control everything. And so this virus is going to follow its natural course. And we now know, because of a year's experience, how to properly protect ourselves and be safe. And we should be, to the extent possible, be able to go about our business.
It seems the death rate is certainly down.
Yeah. Our treatments are improved. Mm-hmm. There's some indication that even the vaccines that have been deployed are starting to have an effect. But it is very important to point out that the decline in cases that started in December, that was a natural decline that occurred, and that cannot be associated with the vaccines. But vaccines will likely help in that regard.
Did you get vaccinated?
Hey, buddy, I am harmless. Me and COVID wrestled for a week or so back in January, and I'm standing down, letting all the vaccines possible go to people that don't have the natural immunity that I have created in myself because of being exposed and infected. So we're just standing by and watching the process play out.
Okay. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. Mike will be back with us Friday.
Looking forward to it, pal.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.